Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach of the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, George Pfeiffer. The Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. George, coming off a tough road swing, two losses, both games very, very competitive. And, you know, one thing that surprised me in taking a look at that, particularly in the loss to the University of Mary, which, of course, a team that you just beat to here in a very, very tight contest, is that you did something that teams tend to struggle with on the road, and that you shot very well.
You know, I do think our guys are very coachable, and they buy into what you want them to do, and they're making plays. I mean, we made the extra in the Shadron game. We did an amazing job of making the extra pass. You know, we were without Mike Hall, and Brett Taylor steps in and drops 23. And those were good open looks by him, and that was him making the play, and there's no question about that, but it was also a byproduct of us making the extra pass. I think our screening has been very efficient, you know, with Burns, who can get the ball from point A to point B in a flurry. It creates transitional scoring opportunities for us, and then our offensive rebounding has been good. Our defensive rebound not so much, but our offensive rebound has been good. So, you know, we're at about a 40% miss to grab it and get another opportunity to score it. So, you know, on the offensive side of the coin, Ken, I'm with you. I think that, you know, we're doing some real positive things. We just need to shore up the other side of the ball.
In terms of defense, you know, the one thing I find interesting about being on the road, and I think this is probably the best way to explain it, is there's less room for error. You know, it seems like everything's kind of got to be clicking or you're just not going to win. Talk about the defense. Was it a matter of technique? Was it just a matter of maybe being on the road, you lose a step? What were some of the problems you had defensively, do you think?
Well, I know this sounds very, you know, very generic, but resolve. I mean, there's just a part of you that just goes, you're not going to score on me. I mean, I really do think if you ask our players if they understood the scouting report and what the expectations were and how they were supposed to execute it to a man, I think they could tell you what that was. I think to a man, too, and talking with them, you know, individually after both games, they would also tell you that, you know, hey, we got some accountability and some ownership in this. And we talked about, and right now, this is what we told our kids after the game against Mary. We aren't tough enough and we aren't good enough to win on the road right now. That didn't mean we won't be. We just aren't right now, and we need to learn how to be that. I mean, in both of those contests, we're down substantially in a tough venue to play in. 16 points to Mary, and within 5 minutes, we get stops, and we get the thing back to two. We're very efficient offensively, and we became very efficient defensively. Well, all of a sudden, we had this sense of urgency. Well, that's a growth in your mind. If you play with that kind of urgency for the entire game, you know, your byproduct of success is going to be higher. Same thing in the Shadron game. We were down substantially, and two times we erased a 10-point second half advantage by Shadron. In fact, took the lead and then bounced back and forth. So this is a group that's, you know, going to be a work in progress. It's going to be a work in progress all year.
All right, good enough. We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show coming up after this timeout.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palser, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
Cellular Plus, your local Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jackets Athletics. Cellular Plus has 31 stores across Montana and Wyoming, including six convenient Billings area locations: The Heights, Rimrock Mall, Rimrock Mini Mall, King Avenue, Lockwood, and Laurel. Adam Kimmett and Cellular Plus would like to wish Coach Wooden and Coach Pfeiffer best of luck this season. Go Yellow Jackets!
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer as Montana State Billings gets set to host Colorado Christian. Well, you're unbeaten at home. You know, that's one thing, you know, counting the game against Dickinson State, you know, which was an exhibition game. You've looked very, very good at home. One thing I wanted to ask you about, though, interesting thing, and you were talking about the fact that when you were on the road, there were several times when you made nice runs to come back, and that's a little different from you only from the standpoint that typically at home, you've taken the lead early. You know, I can think just about every game, it seems like you've had that 10-point lead. Now, I realize that there's ebbs and flows over the course of a ball game, but from a coach's standpoint, do you just kind of accept the fact that, you know, every now and then you're going to get that 10-point lead and, you know that that's probably not going to hold? Or from a coach's standpoint, would you like to see the kids take a little more initiative when they get that lead and perhaps, come in with a little more killer instinct and kind of put them away early?
Well, first of all, Ken, you just jinxed us. You're the guy just hit 99 free throws in a row on the announcer daily. He misses it. So, no, you certainly don't accept it. You constantly point it out. A lot of it has to do with the character of your guys and their mental approach and their toughness, their understanding that every possession is an important possession, both offensively and defensively. We certainly don't have that yet. We have wonderful people who want to do the right thing that are just, they don't understand the sense of urgency. We've had some substantial leads that we've, just handed back to our opponent at home. And yet again on the road, we have dug ourselves into a deep hole where a lot of teams without character would just roll over and let somebody throw dirt on them and go away. And we've rolled our sleeves up and just fought all the way back. And so you got to kind of like that. You got to like the fact that we have some grit. We do have some grit. We just don't understand how to spread that grit over a 40-minute period of time.
Obviously been an impressive start for you, though, despite the two losses on the road. This is a much improved team from last year, and I've told you that before, and I know that we've had some good crowds here in Alterowitz Gym and looking forward to what happens over this two-game stretch. Talk about the it's an unusual situation, and I know it happens, but playing a team back-to-back, that's always interesting because there's really no turnover there. You know, all of a sudden you play them on Friday night, then you have to play them again on Saturday afternoon. I know that always makes for kind of an interesting dilemma for a coach, doesn't it?
Well, it's not necessarily such a dilemma for the coach because the coach will go home and stay up all night and watch the tape, and you're basically in a 36-hour vacuum. You're going to play the game, and you're not going to do anything except for basketball, and then you're going to take a nap after it's all over. For the players, there's false security, fool's gold, whatever you want to say. You win on the first night, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and you don't understand that the other guy is maybe beat up, and he's going to come back after you. I've done it a lot. It's a unique format. It's kind of like you took a test and then you're going to retake the test again. And so, if you do a good job of preparing, the second time you play, the antidotes that you've given your players to use should be more successful.
And against Chadron, of course, and you alluded to it. Michael Hall's out of the game. Brett Taylor comes in, scores over 20 for you. That was good to see. And the one thing that's impressed me about this team this year is you have had some guys come up big in key situations. Of course, Travis Bunker has been just huge for you this year. He's been getting double-doubles. It just seems to be a real force on the boards. Michael Hall, always consistent for you. Mario Burns is just doing a great job at the point. Talk about that position, and we've talked about it before on the coach's show, but just how important Burns is to just making everything kind of click offensively for you.
Well, after the Chadron game, there were a couple situations, and and we put a lot of pressure on Mario to perform, and you know, he's got to be an extension of me. And there were a couple, he had a couple blown assignments in the Shadron game. And so I'm bringing him in before the Mary game, and I'm talking to him about it, and he feels horrible, you know. But he makes so many plays. I mean, you're going to allow him possibly to drive the basketball into situations where you wouldn't allow a lot of other people to do that. You're going to allow him to do some things with the ball in the open court that you might not going to allow somebody else, because if you took those things away from him, he would become a very average player. And when you allow him to play with the assertiveness and the aggressiveness, and then his gifts start to come to light. He's still just learning. He's getting so much better in the half court. His open court is really good. His half court execution and, you know, how to set a play up and how to it's kind of like playing cards. You don't want to show your hand. Am I driving on you this time, or am I running this play? Am I a passer? You know, and he's getting to be so much better at that. He's not where we want him to be yet, but his away from the ball defense is getting better. You know, he understands that. I mean, we're not talking about a guy who's blind pretty good and I don't need to do any of this stuff. This is a guy that's, I think, really, really focused in on what can I do to get better so I can make our team better.
I've made the comment about Lyric Carpenter for the Lady Yellow Jackets. You know, I think sometimes Lyric could just score while taking a nap. You know, it's like all of a sudden you look down at the scoreboard, she's got 20 points, and you know, and it seems like she's had a slow night, and you're thinking, my God, how did that happen? Where have I been? Michael Hall seems that way too. You know, all of a sudden you just look at the scoreboard, Michael's got his 20 points, and it just seems like it just came kind of so easy for him over the period. Obviously, you know, you coached him at the University of Idaho, and he's fit very, very nicely into this program.
Well, he can jump up and score quick. He can score in transition. He can score with a guy with a hand in his face. There are going to be some times he takes some shots, and people are going, God, that was a bad shot. Well, we're all clapping and we're all happy as heck when that thing goes in the hole and somebody's pressed up against him. And so he's one of those guys that, you know, I'm sure it's in every scouting report, he's got the green light. It's no hidden variable. I tell you, the person, though, and you alluded to it earlier, that's really affected our basketball program, and people go, well, why doesn't he, you know, he never comes out, is Travis Bunker. He's real close to a double-double every time he goes out on the floor. And we desperately need, you know, his rebounding. He was apologizing after the Mary game that he only had 6 rebounds. And I'm like, yeah, there you go. I mean, there'd be people who would die to have 6 rebounds as their low. And I had to talk to him one time in the Mary game about being more assertive and shooting the basketball, and he goes out and hits his next 3 threes in a row. And so he gives us a really good dimension. So with Burns and Hall and Bunker and, you know, Brett coming in off the bench, you know, obviously a very capable scorer, I do think our backcourt is starting to solidify. We need to get our front court in order.
The Coach's Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, Trailways, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll set up this weekend's matchup against Colorado Christian coming up next.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, Ken A. Blue, along with the head coach for the Yellow Jacket men, George Pfeiffer. Obviously, an important weekend for you. Always nice when when you're coming off a situation where you've had a couple of tough losses. Both games very competitive. To be back at home, you've been very, very successful at home thus far this year. I know it's just still the preseason. We haven't gotten into the GNAC yet, but In terms of, you talked about the sense of urgency, certainly I would imagine this is one of those situations where you'd like to see the team have that.
Well, we definitely need to have that. This is a Colorado Christian team with lots of veteran players. They're very, very, very efficient in what they do offensively. I think they shot close to 50% from the floor last year. They're probably a little bit above our tax bracket right now. We're going to have to play extremely well at both ends of the floor to have an opportunity to compete in this game. It was interesting you mentioned the GNAC, because I'm constantly peering, over the fence to see what's going on in that. And you start looking around, St. Martin's beats Colorado State. South Pacific beats Southern Utah. I know Anchorage had a Division I win in their tournament, and the teams that are good in our conference that are supposed to be picked at the highest are Western and Central. And both of them are extremely good. So I mean, this GNAC thing that we're getting ready to get ready for, that's certainly got more than our attention. But tonight, or with the Colorado Christian team, we've just got to really get more urgency and be more on an edge.
Now, from a defensive standpoint, obviously you've shot very well this year, coming off a road trip where you shot very well. It seems like the games I've at least been a part of, been able to watch you at home, rebounding, you've done very well there. Is the big key this weekend, you think, defensively?
Well, we have to continue to play well offensively. We can't take that for granted. We have to continue to shoot the ball well and move the ball and execute continue to get tighter and tighter with what we do with our execution. But on the offensive, on the defensive side of the ball, we got to stay in front of people. We talk about the resolve, and that means guarding throughout the course of the shot clock. That means getting back on defense. That means, competing to get that rebound after that missed shot, get that loose ball. We need to talk better. We need to be fundamentally in better stance off the ball and on the ball. So we've got a lot of things to shore up at the defensive end of the floor. And this is the kind of team that if you're not doing those kinds of things, you have a Nicky moment.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Good luck this weekend, Coach. Actually, we've got a nice string of games at home for you, so we're going to get to see a lot of Yellow Jacket basketball over the next couple of weeks. Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adelblue and the head coach for the Yellow Jacket, Ben George Pfeiffer. Don't forget the Colorado Christian game coming up Friday night at Alterowitz Gym at 7 o'clock, and then a doubleheader on Saturday as the women will take on Metro State at Metro State at 2 p.m., and that'll be followed by the men at 4 o'clock.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.